30-minute theatre.
Sean Probert plays Jem, with Clive Merrison as Billy, in Progress Chasers, by David Walker.
Industry wants to buy brains. We want to know about brains.
I see.
There's nothing fancy. It's down on a shop floor with men who stand no messing. Our job is to persuade them to work harder. Machine tools. That's what we make in this factory, and we make them well. Queen's Award 2 years ago, so we've a record to keep. Now, this year's Billy. Now, he's my right arm. When I want something done, he's the man. He's a progress chaser, and he's good. You'll spend 3 weeks with him learning the job, and then you'll be on your own. There is another chaser, Tom. He'll be coming up in a minute. And me. I'm the boss. Now, is there anything you want to know?
Well, I have a fair idea what progress chasers have to do, but could you kind of...
Elaborate?
Yeah.
Billy?
what it is mainly is having a chart of all the jobs on the go and persuading the foreman or section leader to get on with it and perhaps do your job. You know, get it started or help it on its way. It's hard, though, because they've more than their own fair share of work.
You have to motivate them.
I see.
Yeah, the factory is split into sections, and they all do different jobs. You don't have to understand what they do. You just have to be able to get around the foreman.
You see that the parts are made, and the machines will build themselves. That's the way to look at it.
One place is a bit out of the way, the filing bench. Now, that doesn't have a foreman, only Igor, and he's blind.
Blind?
Yeah, a Polish war refugee. He's got a mate down there to do the looking. Pongo, we call him. He's a bit of a nutter.
Oh, I think I saw him coming in. Has he got a limp?
You can get your dinner at the canteen, Jem. It's nearly time. Take him up there, Billy, and then you'll come back.
Yeah, all right. Come on then, Jem. I'll take you by the filing bench now. It'll save us a journey later.
That's you, Pongo. How are you?
It's me, Pongo.
Yes, I know, my friend. I ask, how are you?
Are you all right?
Oh, I'm fine. I listened for you all morning, but you have not been so near before.
Have you seen the new chaser?
No.
He said hello to me.
Did he not? That's very nice of him.
He likes me.
Oh, they all like you, Pongo. You are a very nice boy.
How old am I, Igor?
34 years old.
I'm a man, then. A big man.
I'm so sorry, of course. A man. A nice man.
Igor?
Yes?
Can I be a progress chaser one day?
One day, my fine friend, everyone will be what they want to be. I will see again, you will grow again, and the world will be a place to choose in. Until then, take your mind off the day. And leave progress to the chasers.
I'm going now.
Oh, don't forget our walk. It's almost 12 o'clock.
I'm ready.
Good.
Can we have a look at the bicycles again?
Yes, Pongo. Yes. Yes, the bicycles we will look at.
I can see the new boy coming now, Igor. And Billy.
And Tom?
No. Mr. Downley's got Tom.
Look, I know Tom. I've heard it all. You can't take no for an answer. If a man on a machine tells you you can't have the job, you tell him you bloody well can.
I'm sorry, Mr. Downley. You know I do my best. I've been chasing this job 3 weeks now. I just can't get the fellas to touch it.
Well, that's your problem, Tom. That's what we pay you for. It's hard down here. If you don't like it, you know what you can do.
They seem to have it in for me, Mr. Downley, or for some reason.
Look, no reply. I said something and that's it. So don't you bother me. Just do your job.
Hey, Mr. Downley, did you know that Jem was a student? Failed his exam.
He'll do, Billy. We'll break him. Now, off you go then, Tom. And remember what I told you. Right. Oh, Tom. Useless. Couldn't chase a ball.
Any news about that thieving?
No, boy. Have you heard anything?
No, not a thing. There's been no whisper, even. It's a funny thing. Who would want to be flogging tools?
Well, anybody. They're all valuable. Expensive, as far as we're concerned. Oh, we'll catch him yet.
Yeah, I'll keep listening.
All right, Billy. Time for dinner.
You think Jem will be okay, then?
Oh, must be, Billy. He's failed, you see. He has to make this one work. We'll use that.
We are near the bicycle shop now?
It's here. Here.
Ah, well, let's go in.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Look, I've told you before. You come in every dinner time, you never buy nothing. All you do is to stop other people from coming in. Now, wait, go on before I call the police.
I don't want to. I want to see the bicycle.
Excuse me a minute, please. Can I have a word with you?
No words, no nothing. I want you out now. Come on.
Oh, please, sir, one word, and then we leave.
What is it?
I now wish to buy a bike for my friend.
Oh, well. Well, now that's different. Why didn't you say that in the first place?
Please, I want to know if I can pay so much a week until it is paid for and then tell him. Not before. Or he will want to have it.
Well, that's all right. I often do that kind of thing. You know, for the parents before Christmas. Lovely.
Right, well, let him choose and then tell me how much it is per week. I will pay you every Friday.
That sounds very nice to me.
Will you then ask him which he likes the best?
All right, then. Here we go. Now then, me old mate. You tell me which you like. Come on now. Which is the nicest bike in the shop?
I like this best. I like this one. I wish I could have one.
Oh, yeah, you like this one best, do you? Well, can't say as I blame you. It's nice. See, it's got a saddle bag as well.
It's got a bell.
Yeah, lovely. Well, you have a ring of the bell, then. Go on now. Well, that one he's just chosen is £39.
39?
Well, you know, it seems to be the one he wants. It's the one he looks at every day. Suppose I could persuade him to have a cheaper one?
No, please. If he wants this one, he shall have it. If I pay you £15 deposit, will that be all right?
Oh, lovely, yes. And then £5 a week for 6 weeks. I'll get a card made out.
Excuse me, please. But is it not £4 a week for 6 weeks?
Oh, I see what you mean. No. Interest. Huh? HP terms carry interest, my friend.
Do you like the bike, Pongo?
I like this bell.
New boy's there again, Igor. His name's Jem.
Yes, I hear. Come, we go our walk.
And Billy. And Tom.
Come, Pongo.
How long have you been in the job?
2 years now.
What did you do before?
I was a buyer. Good job. Big house. Then gone.
How?
Sacked. This job worries me, though.
Why?
It's impossible. Progress chaser? What does it mean?
Well, I can see the point, though.
Maybe it's just me. I've nothing else, you see.
Things will be all right.
I suppose so.
You're living a dream, the pair of you.
I wouldn't say that.
You wouldn't, but you'll find out.
Oh, how?
It's survival, that's all. You against everybody else and no frills anywhere.
Oh, you sound bleak.
You sound addled.
I'm getting to the stage I want to be sitting back a bit.
If you don't like it, Tom.
That's what Downley said. You'll be all right, Billy. You're thick-skinned enough.
Ah, get off, Tom. Do you know I was born with a thick skin?
Now then, Tom, I've not mentioned it before.
Oh?
There's been some thieving going on, and I want to know if you've anything to do with it.
Who, me? Oh, certainly not, Mr. Downley. Why, ask me. I'm not a thief.
All right, Tom, keep calm. I just wanted to check. Now, look, don't mention it because we don't want whoever it is to know we're suspicious. Understand?
Yes, Mr. Downley. And what is it exactly that's been taken?
Tools.
Are they worth much, Mr. Downley?
Hell, aye, boy. We want this thieving stopped.
I'll keep my eyes open.
Right,
now.
Get down there.
Yes, Mr. Downley.
And Tom, remember what I told you. It's you or them.
Oh, Igor. I wonder if you could have a look at my job next.
I will try, Tom.
Only it's Mr. Downley, you see. He wants me to get it moving.
I said, Tom, I will try.
I should hope so, Igor. I should bloody well hope so.
Oh, I see. Well, I will do my best, but I can do no more.
Well, watch us.
Thanks, Billy. 3 weeks has been enough.
No hard feelings, but you were getting up my back.
I know what you mean. But it's been hard for me as well, following you like a sheep.
I'd be glad to strike out on my own.
I don't know. Didn't seem like the beginning of my fourth week, though.
More like a couple of months, eh?
Years.
Having you too. Training's over, Jim. You're on your own, boy.
Yes, Mr. Dunley.
Fancy your chances?
Yes.
Good lad. Look after yourself. Sort the bastards out. See me if you have to, but leave.
Will do.
I've taught him the right way.
Okay, then, down and do a bit. Start with Davis, Jim. If you're going to get any help, you'll get it there.
Oh, Mr. Davis, I'd like to...
Don't bother, lad. Soft talk.
Oh.
Go and change your nappy, son. I'm busy.
Are you going to start on...
Oh, that? Well, lad, I've no time.
I know that, but I thought you might be able to help me out. I've only just started on my own.
No.
Is there no way?
None at all. I can do without lads like you coming telling me what to do. Job's hard enough any road.
Well, when can I come and see things again?
Suit yourself. You can come down any time, but that's a bit same.
Now, Mr. Davis.
Another one of them chases we're now to do.
Oh, I shall be like that. You know you need me.
Need you? I need you like I need earache. What do you want?
Ah, just checking that young Jim here isn't stealing too much of your time.
Ask him. I'm away. I've work to do.
Any luck?
No chance. That was hopeless.
Have a look at heat treatment, then. I'll walk that way with you. Only old Downley reckons you're okay, you know.
Well, I did till now.
Don't worry, you'll get used to it. Oh, by the way, you know there's a lot of tools being nicked?
No.
Yeah, well, there are. Downley wants us to keep an eye open.
Okay.
Yeah, he reckons it's Tom, but I've been thinking, you know.
What?
Igor.
Igor? Never.
Yeah, he's shifty, that fella. I've got a funny feeling.
Why?
Well, the way he keeps to himself. I'm just guessing, like.
Oh, no, I think you're wrong.
Well, I'll keep your ear to the ground. There might be something in it for us if we sort it out.
Okay, then. I'll go on up to heat treatment.
I'll see you later.
Hello there, young man. What's your poison?
How do you feel about pushing a couple of my jobs through?
Anything for you, son, only I can't, you see.
Why?
Why, friend? Because I'm up to my neck. Every chaser is asking for his job. Downley continually brings specials along. I spend more time bailing him out than anything else.
Oh.
Don't panic, though. Plug away. It's an endless pecking you have to endure. Some people are paid for being bored, others for wading in filth. You, sunshine, are paid to peck.
You'll not do them, then?
No chance.
Fair enough.
You what?
I see your point.
You're not paid to see my point, lad.
I'm not chasing shadows.
Well, it's up to you.
Any ideas?
You what?
Any ideas who I could ask next?
Yeah. Try Harold Cunningham. He's a soft old bastard. Or Igor. He's easy.
Thanks, then. I'll try.
You'll melt him.
Hello there, Mr. Cunningham. And how are you today?
What the hell do you want?
A little job.
Clear off, Billy.
Ah, come on now. I thought you and me were friends. You scratch my back and I'll scratch yours.
I wouldn't let you anywhere near my back.
Come on, do my job and I'll not tell about all those tools you've been nicking.
Watch your mouth, lad. I'm likely to shove a spanner in it.
All right, then, you win. I'll leave you be.
Good idea.
I'll be off.
Don't worry, lad. You'll get your job.
First...
Yes. That
Billy's
got more
cheek
than
Sabrina's
ass.
Mr. Cunningham.
That's me.
I was wondering if you could start a couple of new jobs.
I'm not listening, lad.
Okay. Thanks. Oh.
Hello, Jim. It's me.
Hello, Pongo.
Do you want to come for a walk with me and Igor at dinner time?
No, thanks, Pongo. It's nice of you to ask, but I'm going for a drink with Billy at dinner time.
Can me and Igor come, please?
I thought you took him for a walk.
I want to come with you, Jim.
No, Pongo. You take Igor for a walk. You know how he likes it.
Ah, my friend.
It's you.
Igor.
Yes? Speak.
Can we go to the pub at dinner time?
To the pub, my friend? But what about our walk? We always walk.
I want to go with Jem.
I think we should walk. Still, it will be best.
No, I don't want.
Oh, yes. Please.
No.
The bicycles, Pongo. What about the bicycles?
I don't want to look anymore.
But what if you can have one? Would that not be the best thing in the world?
Oh, yes.
Better than the pub?
Oh, yeah, with a bell.
Yes, my friend, one with a bell. If Igor got you a bicycle, would you walk then?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Well, don't tell anyone then, and we will go to the shop and take it.
Will I be able to keep it?
Oh, yes, my friend. Igor has been paying the shopkeeper for many weeks now. I have kept it as a surprise for you.
Oh. Now then, Igor. Have you got my job moving or not?
Sorry, Tom. I really try, but as you see, there's lots of work around, and Mr. Donnelly told me to do this next. So...
You mean Donnelly pushed his job in front of mine?
Yes.
Well, that's just too bad. I'm going to complain about that.
Oh, Tom, why the anger?
Why?
My friend, you have changed.
You wouldn't understand.
Oh, Tom, I think Donnelly wants you, mate.
Jolly good, because I want him. I can't work in conditions like these.
Right.
Where's Jem, Billy? I'm getting a bike at dinner time.
Tom,
yes, I am.
Oh.
My friend, please.
That's nice, mate. A bit of a surprise as well, eh?
Igor's been buying it from the man.
I have saved and saved.
I assure you. That's nice. A new one, you say?
Yes, with a bell.
I wanted to buy my friend a present.
Yeah, well, I'll move on.
Tell Jem I'm getting a bike, Billy.
I've just been to the filing bench, Mr. Donnelly, and I must say I don't see how I can be expected to move stuff when you block it.
You wouldn't, Tom. Anyway, I just found this in your locker. It's a micrometer. Now, what's it doing there?
I don't know, Mr. Donnelly.
This is nicked. It's one of scores that have been nicked, and it ends up in your locker.
Honestly, Mr. Donnelly, I swear to you. I've got nothing at all to do with it, honestly.
It bloody smells, Tom. I don't believe you.
Well, what can I do? How can I convince you?
Away now, Tom. Come back at one and we'll sort it out.
There's nothing to sort out, Mr. Donnelly. I promise it's not me. God almighty, Mr. Donnelly. I was a top buyer. I'd have shown blokes like you the way home.
That was then, boyo. Now's now. You're a has-been. We've moved on. Left your life behind. You're living on the past.
I mean, nerves more like.
Reason one for failure.
What do you mean?
You're a failure, Tom.
I'm going for my dinner now, Mr. Donnelly. I'll come back. I hope you'll believe me, though, Mr. Donnelly.
Is it for me, Igor?
Yes. Isn't it beautiful? Would you like to ride it?
Oh, no. I want to wheel it. I don't want to ride it.
All right, then. As you wish, my friend.
I didn't know you were buying this for me.
Igor has saved, my friend. Are you pleased?
Can I show Jem?
Yes, but be careful. You must look after it now. Don't let it get wet. Keep it clean.
Oh, yes, Igor.
That kind of idea is all right when you've got something else. It's like affording a holiday. Either you can or you can't.
Oh, I'm sorry, Billy. You worked hard on me, but I just can't. I'm going straight back and telling Donnelly I'm finishing.
I don't know why you bothered even. I didn't think you'd stick it.
No, it's not really sticking it, Billy. I suppose Tom's right. What does it mean?
Well, like I said, maybe you can afford to think like that. Me and Tom have nothing else. I don't think you have, really.
You can handle it, though.
I've answered that one before.
Cunningham told me what to do, and I did. I agreed with him. I agreed with every one of them. They got a load of jerks in shirt sleeves and ties telling them how much they can do, how much they can move. Like Tom said, what does it mean? Progress, Chaser. Nobody ever achieves progress. They only stumble through. It's mad. No, I'll have to tell him. I'll leave at the end of the week.
Are you sure? Donnelly thinks you're okay.
Yeah. I'll go and tell him this afternoon.
He's a cool one, Bob. I'll give him that. All the lads agreed to give him the shoulder, but he gave us some good answers.
Good. That's a load off my mind. A good lad, is he?
I'm not saying that, but you've got to admire his style.
If you were choosing between him and Tom, who would you choose?
Come on, I'm paid to treat metal. You treat chasers.
Oh, don't talk soft, Ron, lad. We've both been at this game long enough.
We parted company years ago, when you moved off your machine and started wearing a jacket to work.
You're talking wet, Ron.
Have it your way.
Is he good?
Don't know.
What's Tom like?
Useless.
That'll do, then. I'll take a chance on that.
I wouldn't have your job for the world. To me, it stinks. I don't know how you live with yourself.
I don't know how you live with cyanide bars, but I'm not picking.
Just pecking.
If this lad Jem lets me down, I'll be after you.
Clear off.
I'm telling you.
You don't frighten me, Bob Donnelly. I've seen you with your drawers down too many times.
Oh, I'm off and leaving you to your pit. I hope you live to draw your pension.
I hope you live to see me.
Can I still keep it, Igor? I don't have to take it back.
Oh, of course you can, my friend. I tell you it is for you, a bargain. For walking.
For walking?
Yes, Pongo. Igor buys you the bike you want, and you take Igor for the walks he wants. It is known as a deal.
Oh.
Do we agree?
Can I keep the bike?
Yes.
All right, then. I still would have been taking you, though.
Ah,
but, you know.
But now we are sure. We will remember our deal. Now, here we are back at the factory. Oh, Monday is such an awful day. I think I will never last until the Friday. The life in the factory is hard. It takes your soul and chews it up, then spits it out. I think if I could see, I would be a farmhand. I can just remember the fields at home. Your fields I have not known, Pongo. Only you, my friend, and your factory. I taste your factory in my throat. I sleep with it. But for every ounce of life I give, it returns nothing. The pay is only food and shelter. I cannot afford a little freedom either. The hooter is going. Come.
I want to show Jem my bike.
Now then, Tom, I'm not going to beat about the bush. I've got no alternative but to fire you. You can leave now. Take your cards and a month's wages.
No, Mr. Downley, please. It wasn't me. How can I go home and face my wife?
That's your problem.
Oh, I'm sorry to barge you.
5 minutes, lad.
But it's important.
Five? There's no more to be said. You're finished.
What then, Mr. Downley? Do you want me to admit something I didn't do?
You what?
I will, if you'll keep me on.
You're a loser, Tom. Take your cards, man, while you've still got some pride left.
I couldn't get in to see him. Me and Tom were having a row. I wonder if it's the stealing.
Yeah, probably giving him the push.
What?
Well, I tried to tell you, Downley thinks you're going to take Tom's place.
If I want to jack it in, I will.
Think twice.
Think nothing. I don't like the job. It's impossible.
Yeah, up to you, then.
Oh,
how's tricks, Tom?
He's just sacked me.
No.
He has. Just now in there. He thinks I've been stealing.
Have you?
No.
Igor.
Why wouldn't he believe me?
I need to see him. Don't go yet, Tom.
I'm not staying.
What am I supposed to do now, for God's sake?
Up to you. You're lucky you've got the choice.
I'll see him. Mr. Downley, I've just seen Tom.
All right, lad. You've got his job. You always knew you would.
Yeah, well, that's not really what I came in for.
Now then, son, you've got more of the killer in you than I thought. I knew I was right.
But, Mr. Downley...
Jim boy, I remember. We wanted to buy brains. Yours are now worth £40 a week. Go and get Billy. I want you both together. It's you two now and me, the Progress team.
Yes, Mr. Downley.
How did he take it?
Oh, he bought me off.
You what?
I didn't have a chance.
You've not told him?
No.
What then?
Gave me another £10 a week.
You smooth bastard.
Oh, I couldn't turn it down.
Tom's old money.
Aye. He wants to see us both.
What, who, Darnley?
Aye.
Right then. I hope he tells me I've got my share of the cake.
Now then, lads, I've worked out a plan of attack. We want 3 machines built by the end of the month. I've given you a tough time, Jem, but I can see you're harder than the rest of them. I'll have your new charts ready tomorrow.
Can I see you after this, Mr. Downley?
Oh, wait outside a minute, Jem.
Right, Mr. Downley.
Jem's just told me about this rise, Mr. Downley.
And?
I want my share.
You'll have an extra £8 a week in your pocket starting Friday.
Oh, well, thanks, Mr. Downley.
Off you go, then. Oh, by the way, where are you going?
Up to heat treatment.
Oh, well, in that case, take this little lot back to the stores.
Ah, the stolen goods, eh?
Yes.
It was Tom, after all.
I didn't say that, boy. Just do as you're told and take them back to the stores.
Oh, but I don't see him. I reckoned it was Igor. He just bought a bike for Pongo.
No, lad. Not Igor.
Not Tom, not Ego. Well, who then?
A tactic, lad. A tactic.
Nobody thieved them.
Nobody.
Ego?
Yes, my friend?
Tom's been sacked.
I know.
Why?
Who knows?
Will they sack me?
No, my friend.
Will they sack you?
Who knows?
I don't like people being sacked. What will Tom do?
Tom will live in some other way.
Jem's still here, though.
Yes, he is. Jem will stay now.
I wish Billy would go, and then Jem would walk with us.
Billy will not go.
We have to walk now, don't we, Eagle?
Yes.
It's a deal, isn't it?
Yes, my friend. A deal.
Progress Chasers was written for radio by David Walker.